they hear about, they want to be in that space. But for a lot of people, it's very difficult. For one thing, they don't have the temperament to be a landlord. They don't have the contacts. The people I know that have been very successful with individual real estate have contacts with other contractors or their contractor themselves, and they can do a lot of the work at a price that a normal non-contractor person, it would make it too expensive. And anytime you have that expense of remodeling, rebuilding, maintaining, you know, things, that cuts into your return. And unfortunately, it makes it somewhat difficult at times to make a good return. So a lot of people like the idea of it. And it has a great place in a lot of portfolios, whether it is an individual property or a series of individual properties, or even the real estate investment trust that were created to allow normal people who don't want to be the manager of the property and who don't have the big time bucks to be able, or the,
they just want to collect checks.
They just want to collect checks. And so that is one way. It's not without its risks. That's not, no investment is risk free. So it is, but real estate has been, but one of the things that people talk about with real estate is one of the benefits, and I hear this a lot at this time of the year, right after tax time. You got to get into rental real estate to save taxes, because it's a great tax, I don't want to say avoidance, tax shelter, tax.
I've heard shelter many times. Yes, I've heard it as such, that it can be. It was pitched to me. This had to have been in the mid '90s or something, where, you know, I had a tax accountant wanted me to, you know, become their client, and they said, well, how much rent? You need to have rental real estate. And I said,
that may have been a good recommendation from just a purely investment standpoint, but.
Well, the question at the time was, yeah, okay, but you know what? I need to first, you got to get the money to buy the rental real estate.
Going back to the original problem.
Yes.
So, but the idea is that it will solve your tax problems if you have investment real estate. And unfortunately, for a lot of people who can actually afford to buy the real estate, it doesn't help them from a tax standpoint. And so there's this misinformation idea that rental investment real estate is a great tax shelter. Now, back in the early 80s, it may have been. But maybe since then they've changed the laws, or maybe tax reform 86 changed some laws. And for the past 30 years, we have not had the same ability for people to have the same tax deductibility of other income, the same tax sheltering of other income that we used to have.
It doesn't mean that it's not a good thing.
And it still may be a great thing from a fundamental investment standpoint.
It may be, because you have the chance for appreciation, you have the chance to perhaps get some income, even if you break even, but you've got depreciation that you might be able to take at a higher tax rate that you are right now. So there are advantages to it. We'll talk a little bit more about this when we come back. 877-PLANNER, our number. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Qualm, lines open for you, taking your calls when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. education. Learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice. Get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning. Choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
We're singing every word to this song.
Of course, because they're diehard fans. What they're talking about is the movie Smokey and the Bandits, which was, a you know, if you don't recall, because it's now been 40 years.
40 years!
40 years! That when we first saw it, it was a low budget, very, very, very typical 1977. I mean, it just screams 1977. And Professor Plum, I wasn't able to go. I wasn't able to finagle it, but you and a bunch of other folks got together and watched it in the theaters. So
several of my friends that I saw it with originally back in 1977, and we had to make sure we didn't drive the hot cars so we didn't get trouble on the way home.
No, you didn't want to do that like you did way back in 1977, yes. Which was another problem. But anyway, so as I said, we're loaded up and trucking. I don't know what it has to do with rental. And we've gone from that to talking about rental real estate. You talked about this before the break, how it's often touted as the best thing ever. Tax shelter, whatever you want to call it. Right. It works great from a tax standpoint. First of all, talk about some of the tax benefits of owning, say, rental or investment real estate.
Well, unlike your own primary residence, any maintenance that you do on the property is deductible. So if I have to replace a faucet, if I have to, you know, basically redo this, do that because somebody hurt it or it just wore out over time, I get to replace it and deduct it.
Sure.
That expense comes off of my income tax as far as, I mean, obviously I put out the cash too, but it's a deductible expense. So I can in all cases shelter the income, the rents that I'm receiving, and I can be able to receive that rent on a tax-deferred basis. So I don't have to necessarily pay taxes on the income that I'm receiving from that rent right now. Now, I may have to pay it in the future. We'll see when that happens. But a lot of times, I can shelter a lot of the income that I'm actually receiving. So if I'm renting it out for whatever the rents go for in your area, all the expenses that I have. If it's a condo or, you know, an area that has an HOA, that HOA expense, which if it's a primary residence is not deductible, it is if it's an investment property. The insurance that I pay, I don't get to deduct the insurance I pay my primary residence, but if I had an investment property, that insurance would be deductible. Obviously, the interest, the property taxes, the maintenance, all those things become deductible expenses, so you can shelter a lot of the income that you're receiving. And in addition to that, those are all out-of-pocket expenses, though. So if I have to pay $500 for a certain expense, yes, I get to use it as a deduction. I don't save $500, but it helps me, you know, recoup some of the
money. It's a deduction. It's not a credit, but it's...
But there are some things where I actually don't have to put any money out of pocket, and I get another deduction. One of the things that can help some people is something known as depreciation. And you can only depreciate the physical structure. The land doesn't get depreciated. Because the idea is that the building that you have, the physical structure or other things, they get less valuable over time. You're using up some of their value over time. And so the IRS or Congress allows you to take a deduction for the use, the value, the loss of value over time of that physical thing, whatever it is. And so I may be able to, I mean, I will take that as, so I start with all my income. How much did I receive in rents for the entire year? Take away my expenses that are deductible. Principal on a loan is not deductible, but the interest is, all those expenses, and I come up with a number. If it's still a positive number, let's say I rented it out in a big building for $30,000 a year and I had $20,000 of expenses, I have $10,000 of net income. Even though I received $30,000, I only pay tax on the $10,000. But if I have depreciation and I can depreciate this property, I may wipe out that that $10,000 and even go into a negative situation. So there's a cash flow of X amount of dollars, and then there's a taxability that is very different. And so I may actually be able to put money, cash flow, in my pocket and not have to pay any taxes. And in addition, if that net rental activity, including depreciation, shows a negative number, maybe I, rented out for that $30,000 a year and I have $20,000 in expenses, so I can actually pocket $10,000, but my depreciation is $15,000, I can show a loss on my tax return, in that example, of $5,000. Now, the most that I can show as a loss in any one given year from passive activities, the rental activities, things of that nature, is $25,000 in any given year, assuming I am not a real estate professional. Most people, that have a regular day job are not real estate professionals. They may have a couple rentals on the side. So they use this depreciation, and they're being told in many cases, this is why you buy a rental property. Because you can show basically a break-even cash flow and a big loss on your tax return. Because maybe it is a situation where the rents that I'm receiving covered my out-of-pocket. So realistically, I don't have any real cash flow that I'm being able to put away in my pocket each year. But because of that depreciation, so my tax return looks like it's a zero tax return for that property, but the depreciation will drive it down into negative numbers, and I can use that negative number to offset my income from my salary, the income from my IRA distribution, my pensions, whatever other income. And that is a mostly true statement, but it depends on what other income I have. If I have other income from other sources, wages, salary, investments, IRA distributions, pensions, whatever the case, whatever other income that I have, if I have more than $150,000 of income, I am not allowed to go negative on my passive income. I can use that, all those expenses, to bring me down to zero, so I can offset the income from that one rental or from those rentals I have or those investment properties I have, but I'm not allowed to take that and go negative and use it against other income. Well, frankly, most people, a lot of people that are able to buy investment properties have decent incomes to begin with, because it is not an expensive or an inexpensive game to play. So if you are within certain areas. Now, the ability to take a deduction is a phase out. It doesn't happen at $150,000. So I'm at $149,000, I can take my whole $25,000 deduction. No, that's not the way it works.
It's a long phase in.
I start losing the phase out. It's a $25,000 deduction maximum, and I start losing it dollar for every $2 over a certain threshold. Well, if it's a dollar for every $2, that must mean it's a $50,000 phase out, and it is. So once you get over $100,000 of adjusted gross income, not including the rental activity, you start losing your ability to go negative on your tax return. At $150,000, you've lost that completely. And so some of the idea that you can use this as a tax advantage, and this is where we got into trouble back in the early 80s, before they changed the law. People were buying real estate, the old limited partnerships, you probably either heard about them or experienced them, you know, where they were just, the fundamentals of the real estate really weren't that important. If I could invest $10,000 and get a 4-to-1 write-off, a 5-to-1 write-off, and so I would write off $50,000 on my taxes, and taxes were higher back then, I could save like $20,000 in taxes for that $10,000 investment. I didn't even care if I got back the $10,000 back then. The tax code was so screwed up at that point, I think, that the fundamentals of real estate didn't even matter. So people got into the habit of buying real estate purely for the tax situation. And they didn't even matter if they got all their money back. Hey, if they got money back, it was just a blessing at that. But if I could put 10 in and save 20, life was good, right? That's a good return. Tax Reform Act of 86 took that away. We don't have that capability anymore, thankfully, I think. And it, now when you're buying real estate, if you get a tax advantage, so much the better. But make sure that if you're buying rental real estate, investment properties, that there is a fundamental benefit to the property itself without the tax code.
Yes, pretend like you don't get a tax benefit and just use the whatever tax benefits that you might get as gravy, I guess.
And if you get it, that's where it should be, gravy.
Absolutely. Okay, going to take a quick break here, get our clocks in order, etc. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group, coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College Real Estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
All right, Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. It's 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. If you got questions on any of this stuff, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. It does not have to be on rental real estate. We kind of covered that fairly easily, Professor Plum. Just understand, I think, after that discussion, understand that at certain income levels, many, if not most, of those tax benefits of owning rental real estate go away. That's phased out, and then eventually they go away.
Right, and any time we are dealing with things. Taxes are a benefit. Tax savings are a benefit. When it comes to investing, make sure there's a good fundamental reason for it. And if you get a tax benefit for doing it, even so much the better. But if it doesn't have a good fundamental reason for investing in it, the tax issues are not going to make it better. They're not going to make it worthwhile, I should say. They may make it a little bit better, but it's an added bonus, not the savior. That's what I'm looking at.
Exactly, exactly. All right, again, 877-PLANNER. We have room on the phones for you if you have questions on anything at all, comments, concerns about your retirement, about your portfolio, 877-752-6637. Emails, go to our website, wealthed.com. Lisa, Santa Rosa, California, you guys are great. I have a friend who is near retirement age and is talking about starting to collect Social Security next year when he turns 66 and continue working. How does this work? Are you able to collect your full salary at a job and collect Social Security at the same time? Earnings test, Professor Plum.
Well, as long as you are full retirement age, so somebody at age 66 now is at full retirement age, it'll change in the next several years and move up to 67. But first thing, know your full retirement age. And if you are a full retirement age or older, there are no more earnings tests. You can earn whatever you can figure out how to earn. If you can get a job paying you $1 billion a year, then you can earn $1 billion a year. Yeah, it doesn't matter. There are no earnings tests. In fact, the year that you reach your full retirement age, they don't look at the date, they look at the month. They look at how much did you earn in the months before the month you reach your full retirement age. So when we're looking at it, depending upon what month you were born, there's a different set of rules. A lot of times we talk about the earnings test being just shy of, $17,000. If you earn more than, just shy of $17,000 in any given year and you're receiving Social Security and you're under full retirement age for every month, you're going to have a request or a demand to pay some or all of that Social Security benefit back, because technically they're saying you're not eligible You failed the earnings test. You made too much money. But then it's a $1 give back for every $2 over the income threshold. Income threshold currently is $16,920, as if you are under full retirement age for every month of the year. But if you get into the year where you reach your full retirement age, the give back changes. The rules change. There's still an earnings test. And it applies to the earnings that you receive before the month you reach your full retirement age. It doesn't matter what day in that month, whether your birthday is August 1st or August 30th. August is the month you reach your full retirement age. So they won't count what you earn in August. They'll only count what you earn January through July. And in that year that you reach your full retirement age, the number is just shy of, what, $45,000 you can earn in those
$44,880. You're correct, sir.
Just shy of $45,000. So if my birthday is in February, I can earn $45,000. Now, I can start receiving my benefit in January and earn pretty much anything I want, unless I'm making $500,000 a year or more. But if my birthday is in December, I have to be a little bit more careful, because a lot of people could earn more than $45,000 in the first 11 months of the year. So it all depends a little bit on when you turn full retirement age. But once you get to full retirement age, that month you reach full retirement age or later, the gloves are off. You can earn whatever you can earn. If you can find somebody to pay you $1 million a month, God bless you in so many ways, and you can have your Social Security too.
You know who might be collecting Social Security and who's still working? Maybe Warren Buffett.
Yeah, but he's over 70 now. But there's no earned income test for him.
Right. So if he is collecting Social Security, he can collect his full benefit and make sure his bills are paid. Still earn whatever he earns per month. And I don't know.
I don't know if she applied yet, but Miss Rodham Clinton, Miss Hillary, could have been receiving a Social Security benefit for the last several years, and still earning the amount of money that they earned. She earned.
Did she earn more than $44,880? I think she did.
Yes.
Pretty sure.
But she was over full retirement age. She was over
66. So it doesn't matter.
Now, proper planning, she probably has not applied for a Social Security benefit until age 70.
I would hope she would wait because she gets a higher check.
Right, and that's going to matter to them.
Of course it is. Yes. All right, 877-PLANNER. Speaking of Warren Buffett, we'll hear from John Ellis coming up in about 10 minutes here, who was at the big conference there.
Shareholder meeting.
Happens, yes. It's annual, so it happens every year, and he was there. Okay, let's get back to the phones. 877-PLANNER. Oh, I don't know. Carol is next then in Seattle, Washington. Hello, Carol.
Hello.
What's up today?
Okay, so my sister was married to her husband for 11 years, and they divorced, and now she's going to be turning 62 in January of next year, and she needs to tap into his Social Security. So she's trying to estimate what she might be getting. So he was a fairly high wage earner for his...
working life.
Yes, thank you. And so he's just retired last year at age 66. So can you give me an estimate, or so we can figure out about where she'd end up?
Well, does she have her own Social Security benefit?
She has very little. Her Social Security, I think, is like $450 or something like that. It's not very much.
Well, she'd probably get in the $800 range. It really depends on what his full retirement age benefit is. So if he started receiving his benefit at age 66, or regardless of when he started receiving his benefit, they're going to look at his full retirement age benefit, which for him was age 66, and they're going to give her a percentage of that number. Now, it won't be 50% because she's only turning 62. So it'll be about 33.5%, 34% of his full retirement age benefit. So if his full retirement age benefit's close to the top, $2,500, $2,600, it's in the high $800 range per month, give or take.
Okay. Okay.
But if his full retirement age benefit's only $2,000 a month, then she's only going to get around $700 a month.
Okay.
And the reason is because she would be taking it early.
She's taking a discount.
Early, right. So it's 34%.
I don't have the exact number because her birthday is, she turns 62 next year. She was, she's 50 or 61 this year, so she was born in 58?
56.
Okay, I did the math the wrong way. Right. She was born in 56. So her full retirement age is 66 and 4 months. And
correct.
While I know the survivor the spousal benefit for somebody whose full retirement age is 66, I don't have it memorized for 66 and 4 months, but it's a little less than 35%, and it's about 34%, give or take.
Okay, so I mean, she waited a little bit. I mean, she could wait. She has some annuity money that's what she lives on, so she could wait a little bit. Would that be a smarter thing to do?
Oh, maybe. I mean, obviously,
I figured it originally was.
If she waited, I mean, it's going to go up.
75% of the 50%.
She gets about 75% of the 50%. She gets about 73-74% of the 50%. The only way to, I mean, obviously the longer she waits, the closer to the 50% number. If she waits all the way to 66 and 4 months, she'll get 50% of his full retirement age benefit.
Right. And right. She can't quite wait that long.
Yeah. But the other side is we have to look at how long he might live and how long she might live too. Is he super healthy? Do we think he's going to live a long time? I mean, if he was a very unhealthy individual, then she's going to change from a retirement benefit, spousal retirement benefit, to an ex-spouse's widow's benefit when he dies. And so if he died at 70, she's 66, she'd get 100% of what he was making. So it doesn't make any sense to wait. I mean, so really, if he doesn't make it to his 80s, it doesn't make any sense for her to wait. If he makes it, you know, till 105, well, then that doesn't matter because she's just going to get the spousal benefit. So we kind of have to look at his health, too.
Yeah, she just can't wait. I mean, she could wait 6 months, but she can't wait.
It's not going to make that much of a difference over 6 months. It'll go up a little. It'll go up a little bit, but it still takes time to break even, to earn back that $850, $900 bucks a month that she could have been receiving for the past 6 months. It takes a while to earn that back. You know, and it takes him living a while for that to happen too, because if he dies in his 70s, I don't think it's been made back yet, and she's going to lose that benefit anyway and step up to a bigger benefit.
Okay. Lovely. Thank you very much for your help.
All right, Carol, thanks for asking that question. It's a very common question, and we're glad we get it, because it means that we've cleared up just a little bit more of how this works. We don't have time to get into it now. Maybe after the top of the hour we can talk a little bit more about these spousal benefits and some of the strategies surrounding it. Professor, it's the length of the benefit sometimes.
How long is that benefit going to continue? And her benefit will only continue for as long as both she and her ex-husband are alive.
Right. And if she goes first, then her benefit drops off, obviously, because she's not around. And if her husband goes, and then hers drops off and she picks up the ex-husband's.
Widow's benefit.
Widow's benefit, right. Okay, taking a break. John Ellis is going to join us when we come back, talk about Warren Buffett and whatever else. Hey, 877-PLANNER, lines open for you. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand in hand with a Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150 or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Is Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, and more Brain Trust members, as if you can't get enough of us. We're joined here for a few minutes by John Ellis, Certified Financial Planner. You're the guy in the San Jose area of California, Bay Area of California.
Seattle area, too.
And Seattle, and the whole, you got the whole western seaboard.
Kind of the whole west coast, yeah.
Right, exactly.
Sacramento.
A little bit there.
Sacramento.
Sierra foothills.
Okay, well, wherever it happens to be. You know what? Davis, California. I don't know. Somewhere up there. Maybe all the way up to the Alaskan coast. Anyway, John Ellis is here with us, Certified Financial Planner, one of our Brain Trust members here at Lucia Capital Group. And we asked you because you went to this, you actually met, you went to Omaha, you met, well, no. You went and you saw the Oracle of Omaha, Mr. Marlon Perkins himself. Oh, wait, wait.
That's the Mutual
that's
of Omaha.
That's Mutual of Omaha. Sorry. The Berkshire Hathaway dude, Mr. Warren Buffett. I was trying to make it sound like you had a sit-down. I know you didn't actually sit and meet with the guy. First
no.
of all, he's 80-something years old.
86, that's right. His partner, Charlie Munger. 93
business partner, and they're those guys are just they won't, you know, they won't quit. It's
they
amazing.
Don't quit. They're very
right.
sharp.
So
they're
you were
sharp.
There a couple of weeks ago. What did you learn, and what can our listeners and viewers take away from all this, from the Berkshire Hathaway thing?
So let's take a step back. Omaha, Nebraska, a town of about 500,000. people come from all over the world. They fly into Omaha, Nebraska to go to this annual shareholder meeting. A whole lot of propeller heads, people that think they're really, really smart, and a lot of people that are very smart. They go to this meeting. They get up early. We had to get up at 5 a.m., get in line at 6 a.m. to the CenturyLink Center. And they open up the doors at 7. You run to a seat, and then you basically wait and hang out for a couple hours until the Q&A starts. The whole gist of it is to sit there for 6 hours and listen to Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger, just two guys up on a stage, take questions for 6 hours from shareholders, from a panel of journalists, and from a panel of analysts.
6 hours of questions, not just about the company Berkshire Hathaway.
No, about business in general in the United States.
All right, so what did you get out of it?
And overseas. So, you know, a lot of people don't really know Berkshire Hathaway and what it is. It's one of the biggest companies, but they're really just an umbrella that owns a lot of companies, right? So Charlie Munger and Warren Buffett have assembled kind of an operation that takes over companies, owns a lot of different companies. And when they do this shareholder meeting, people are there to try to glean some kind of information, whatever they can get. So the biggest thing that I took out of it, other than the rational answering of all these questions, was that Mr. Buffett, Warren Buffett, said that the biggest key to success in America in the next 5-10 years is interest rates and whether or not they will actually be higher. If they are, we're all going to be doing good.
So, well, it has a lot to do with the economy. I mean, slightly higher interest rates or beginning back to sort of historical norms won't hurt companies' bottom lines that much. But it'll mean that investors have, you know, the income that they can get more income from the bonds and other things.
Well, higher interest rates on treasuries means more net income to the economy. That's what it is.
It also
more
means
net
that
dollars in the economy.
It also means the economy's healthier.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. If the economy's healthier, interest rates are going to gradually rise. If they stay low, the economy's not that healthy, and their group of companies, just like any group of companies, maybe won't do as well. So if interest rates do rise, things should be thumbs up. One of the very interesting things that they pointed out, they were really in awe of Jeff Bezos and, you know, the Amazon and all these different tech companies. They said that Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Facebook, and Alphabet, which is Google, those five companies represent a market value of $2.5 trillion. That's 10% of all the United States publicly traded companies.
That's what, five companies?
Five companies. They said that is incredible how much wealth they've been able to garner.
Is that a good thing?
They said those companies have very little physical assets. They're not brick and mortar type companies.
Yeah.
And that's the way things are going. And
because there was a time, when you had Standard Oil and you had
100 years ago.
U.S. Steel and all that, where it was controlling most of it, and that wound up being something of a problem. But do they not see that as a problem, I take it?
They see that as a monumental shift, the way it was 100 years ago, from the farms to the industries and the manufacturing plants. Now it's going from the manufacturers to these companies that, what do they produce, right? It's more intellectual property, and it's more service-oriented economy. Whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
And they said that the shift is happening slowly. Amazon, for instance, it's happening slowly, but it will.
It's happening faster than you think.
It's happening faster
than they think. Well, we only have a couple more minutes. What other takeaways did you get? This is John Ellis we're talking with from the Lucia Capital Group office in San Jose, California. Happened to meet with the annual shareholders meeting.
Yes.
That's more accurate.
So Charlie Munger said the biggest thing that I took away from what he said is that China may have better investment opportunities than the U.S. over the next 10 years. He said, and I quote, "It's a happier hunting ground."
Target-rich environment.
So Berkshire is like, you know, they definitely employ buckets. They've got $100 billion in cash, and what they're trying to do is wait for the right time to buy something, to invest in something when it's down, when it's low. And he said right now China, a lot of good opportunities there. Not that they're going to put all that money over there. They'd rather see it in America. But he said that in the next 10 years, China is going to become and continue to become a huge player. So that was big. That was a big takeaway. And then, you know, one of the biggest things is just trying to be rational. A very common sense, you know, answer to most of the questions. Warren Buffett just said, we're just trying to be rational. We don't want to make rash moves or irrational moves.
Well, as the average investor should be.
Well, yes, long term.
He took that approach back in the 90s during the tech boom as well, where he was saying these companies have no earnings. They have no chance of making any earnings right. Before they run out of money. And so he didn't jump into the tech ragged. People called him, you know, old, you know, fuddy-duddy. He was old school. He's never going to make it anymore. He's done. He's washed up. He can't break into the new paradigm. Well, it worked. His style still did okay.
Yeah, the long
looking
term.
At the good, the companies that do a good job.
Two people sitting right in the front row. Bill Gates, like the first richest man in America, looking at the second richest man and taking in as much as he can. And then next to him, Jack Bogle, the founder of Vanguard, 88 years old on that following Monday. He was there to celebrate his birthday in Omaha.
Wow, how do you like that? Well, John Ellis, thanks very much. We're out of time. If you ever want to stop by again and give us another scoop, maybe in the next couple days, we'd love to hear from you. Appreciate it. You can reach John Ellis in the San Francisco area or San Jose area or anywhere up the western coast. And Professor Rick Plum at this number for Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. He'll help you out. Advisor John Ellis, 800-644-1150. Thanks again, John.
Thank you, Johnny.
Talk to you soon. We got another hour coming up. More Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.